Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Peter Fred Arcangelo is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Peter is a new friend. He's the CEO of International Healthcare. He's the author of In Plain English. He has worked for organizations like Pfizer and Procter & Gamble and Richardson's Vicks. He's a researcher. He's a medical researcher and a guy who has a lot to say about what's wrong with America. And some pretty darn good ideas about what we can do to fix this situation, several situations we have here in America. And I've asked him to join us and share some of his ideas with us. Peter Federcangelo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much. Please call me Peter.
Good to have you back, Peter. I mean, good to have you on the show, Peter. I'm glad you're here. First, I want to talk about the healthcare issue, because that's really your primary focus. In your business today, you were telling me that you do research on drugs that you test on humans before the FDA approves them. Is that right?
That's correct. We test.
How do you do that? I didn't think the FDA would let you do that.
Oh, yeah, that's what they want you to do, and they take very much control of exactly how you do it. A company will approach us and say, all right, we have this new drug or new medical device. Could you please help us determine if it's safe and effective? Because they want to bring it out to the market to serve a public health need. And, of course, to make money. And we designed the protocol, the way in which we're going to be testing this drug to evaluate its safety and efficacy. And then me and my staff, we go out to physicians throughout the world and see if they're interested in participating in this test for us, and they will get their patients with the condition of which this product, drug, or medical device is useful for, and determine if they want to join the study. And if they do, we collect the information, analyze it, and we present it to the government for approval.
So you help increase the speed to market of drugs by you do it faster than the FDA would do it.
Well, the FDA really very rarely does it. Only through National Institute of Health do they really run studies. They review the studies that pharmaceutical companies approach them to do, and once they complete all the requirements according to the FDA's dictation, then that will either get approved or rejected. And my job is not to get it approved. My job is only to show if a drug is safe and effective.
Right, right. Does the FDA serve America well, or has it gotten too hidebound?
Loaded question. I believe that if I would be in any country looking for drugs that have been evaluated properly, this is the country I would be in.
If you wanted to be to the nth degree, as much as it could be, but maybe a little too much?
Yeah, I believe that they sort of get pressure from politicians to push something faster or slow things down. Right. But the bottom line is, we want drugs that I'm going to use in the future. I want to know that it's tested well and that it works.
Right. It does. There are issues, though, where drugs are available in Europe that are helping people, and Americans need those drugs and can't get them.
Yeah, but, you know, what you mean by helping people, you have to look at how many people does it help and how well was it approved.
Mm-hmm.
Do we truly know all the side effects and adverse events to make it proper?
High standards take time and patience, don't they?
It does, and... Yeah. So much money to bring a new drug out. You're talking about 10 years, almost $1 billion.
Exactly. But the FDA is not our big problem in America, is it, right now?
No, it's not.
Where are we stuck? What do you think?
We're stuck. I think we're stuck in the unaffordability of health care. And that is the cost of products, both drug and medical devices. And, of course, the cost for services, you know, doctors, hospitals, nurses, home, and assisted living care.
Yeah.
The problem is how they're approaching to control cost. What they've done is they've raised insurance rates and forced doctors and hospitals to receive less money for treating patients. So in this case, nobody wins. Everybody's unhappy, and costs continue to rise.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that fewer and fewer drugs and devices are coming to the market because pharmaceutical companies do not know if the patient's insurance is going to pay for the new drug or medical device?
Hmm.
It's the reimbursement rate that really drives a company.
Who drives the reimbursement rate?
Well, that's the government.
Mm-hmm.
The government will determine, all right, will Medicare pay for this? And if they do, how much are they going to pay? And if you get drug A that just come out on the market, will that be given to you, or will you have to try other drugs first before you get to it?
We have the best healthcare system in America, in the world, but it's dysfunctional. It may be the most dysfunctional. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree. You know, if
and is the dysfunction a process, a product of bureaucracy and politicians, the government, or is it the marketplace? Where would you lay the most blame?
The blame is the government.
Yeah.
No, it's clear. If they are forcing a doctor or hospital to accept less for giving the same service, let me give you an analogy. If a worker is told that their cost for living is not going to go down, you know, their rent or mortgage and taxes may go up, but to keep their job, they'll have to work harder and get paid less. This is exactly what they're forcing down the throat of doctors,
Doctors and the medical industry, yeah.
Right. If you want to drive down the cost of medical care, you need to start with driving down the cost for providing medical care.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors, hospitals, these companies pay huge sums of money for insurance coverage just in case someone sues them because they were injured.
Peter,
now, maybe...
I need to take a break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to get your thoughts, some more of your thoughts after this message. But give us the website. Tell us how the books, where the book's available, please.
Book's available on Amazon.com in both ebook and paperback. And you just go on Amazon.com and type in plain English, and you should see it.
English by Dr. Peter Fritz-Arcangelo. He and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'm going to ask Peter on the other side of these messages what he thinks about Obamacare.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.